In this audio lesson, I'll be speaking to you about the 8 different business opportunities that you have upon graduation that we spoke of in the video section. Of course, the other 2, the group sessions and adult education, were spoken about in last week's lesson. So, before we get started, I want you to know that as a graduate of the American School of Hypnosis, when you receive your American International Association packet, your hub page, you'll have one of the manuals there, one of the downloads. It's called Hypnosis Moneymakers. In Hypnosis Moneymakers, it'll explain most of these in a lot more detail than I'm going to go over them here in this lesson. So make sure when you get your packet upon graduation to take a look at that book. So let's go ahead and start with 1, live office sessions. Of course, you can open an office. It may be an expense unless you've been preparing for it to start out and open an office right away. So here's a couple options. 1, many holistic centers or day spas like to have hypnotherapists or people similar to that on their staff. So sharing an office with them is a great idea. You may want to write a letter or even go in and see them or make phone calls to see if any of them would be interested in having a hypnotherapist rent a room from them 1 day a week, 2 days a week, whatever is convenient with you, or even to work for them on call. Personally, I would rather work for 3 of these places on call than just 1 of them, because each one of them will probably advertise you in their newsletter, which will help to build the business. So sharing an office with a day spa, with a metaphysical center, you could even check with chiropractors, doctors. When I first started, I began with an allergist. He had 2 offices, and I worked 1 day per week in each one, plus 1 day out of my home. So I had 3 different locations. This way I was able to advertise in 3 different cities and get a lot more business right away. Within a very short time, I was able to open a full-time office with a store, and it turned into an entire metaphysical center. So that's one great way to get started. You can also work out of your home. Okay, there's a great way where you don't have to pay any rent whatsoever. However, make sure it's professional. If you're going to have them come into your home, have them come into an office-type part of your home. Don't have them go through the bathroom and the bedroom and then they see your office. If you can have it opening up into your office and get rid of your personal things and make it look professional, that's great. Now, of course, you might want to open an office with someone else where you can share an office, whether it be a massage therapist or someone else that maybe has a business similar to you, or just open one on your own. 2, telephone hypnosis sessions. Now, telephone hypnosis sessions can be just as powerful as live hypnosis session if done properly, okay? In the lesson on the next generation in hypnosis, we told you about the Total Habit Replacement Program. That session right there, the Mighty Oak Tree and all the other sessions that go with it, those work great as telephone hypnosis sessions. In fact, Raluca, my wife, right now has a practice where she does presently just telephone hypnosis sessions, and she's doing quite well with that. So with telephone hypnosis sessions, people are calling you, you're doing it over the telephone. She uses a headset, or she has the client use a headset, so that way she can hear them breathing during the session, she can speak to them, and they can hear her without outside distractions, rather than just putting a telephone on a speaker. That's not a good idea. There's too many distractions. But with telephone hypnosis, basically, they would call you at the prearranged time, and or you can call them whichever way. We have them call us, so that way if there is a charge, the charge is on them. Basically, you would tell them during the initial phone call when you set everything up what they're going to need to do. They're going to need to sit in a comfortable chair. So if they have a recliner, great. If they have a couch, great. But they're going to have to sit in a chair for at least 3/4 of an hour where they're not going to be bothered. If there's any animals, they need to get them out of the room. If there's any other telephones or beepers or anything that's going to make noise, they need to get those out. No harsh lighting, no distractions. And I also tell them that if they get disconnected for any reason, we will call them back and attempt to finish the session. If we can't contact them back, and of course, if the problem was on their end, then they're going to have to reschedule and pay for another session. If the problem's on our end, we'll reschedule and fix the problem, and that'll be within the same session, because of course, they can't help if the problem's on our end. So when you do the session, it's pretty much like you would do any other session, just like the individual session. The main difference is, during this session, probably three or four times, depending on the client and how you feel, you would be asking them questions from time to time, such as, if you can hear me, say yes. Or, John, can you hear me? As long as you're getting a response, you know that they're still awake and that everything's going well. Of course, if you don't hear anything, you're going to have to keep on saying, hello, can you hear me? Because you want to find out whether something went wrong with the phone, if they fell asleep, or if they actually get up and left the room and you're hypnotizing nobody. So that's about the only way you could do it, is by asking questions. Number three, being a hypnosis instructor. Upon graduation, once you've got things up and running and you feel comfortable with what you're doing, if you'd like to be a hypnosis instructor and own your own business, again, contact us and we can send you out the home study course for that as well. Being a hypnosis instructor, you are an independent contractor. You are responsible for getting your own students, for advertising, so everything is on your own. It's your own business. You have it where you want. You can have it whatever locations you want. Sometimes if we want to go on vacation from Maine to Florida, we might have a class scheduled in Florida. Makes a great tax write-off as well, but we've done them all over the East Coast because we like to travel up and down the coast. So if that's something that interests you, because it will greatly enhance your hypnosis business, call us and we can set that up, or you can go right online and register for it right there. Number four, forensic hypnosis. This is something that, depending on your background, you can make a complete business just of this, especially if you have the background of law enforcement or police forensics. This is a great way to help people to remember things, to find lost objects. If you're qualified for it, to help people to find out what happened in an accident or even in some kind of altercation like a fight, a rape, a robbery. Anything where the mind can be refreshed, where it might not be clear, forensic hypnosis is a great way to get into the mind and to find this information. Just for your information, as of the recording of this course, forensic hypnosis or hypnosis in general is not accepted in court as a practice or as a legal type thing in any state that I know of except for Texas. So it's not admissible in court, however, it is still very helpful. In other words, if there was a hit-and-run accident and you were able to find out who did it and it was very clear, maybe that information can be given to the police as a lead to help them find something out. If somebody lost some money and you found out that so-and-so stole it and there's all the clues are pointing to it, again, it's something that maybe the police can do something with. Maybe that's not admissible in court, but it might be just the extra clue that they need to find something, okay? I've helped people to find wedding rings, to find lost checks. I even helped one gentleman in Philadelphia find his car that he lost the night before. Long story, but it involved alcohol, enough said. So it's amazing the kind of things you can find out with forensic hypnosis. If you go into your manual in the chapter on healing, towards the end of the manual, you'll find more information about forensic hypnosis and about regression that will help you to be able to get proficient in this area if this is something that you'd like to do. Painless childbirth is something that's really become very big in recent years. Matter of fact, there are many people who have practices just doing painless childbirth. There's a big hypnobirthing movement out there. If you punch in hypnobirthing on the internet, you'll find many places teaching it and doing it. There's a program called Lamaze Breathing, which is a technique that helps women to breathe comfortably, to be able to help them to be able to go through the birthing process with less medication, to be able to cope with it and to be able to relax. So hypnosis is a great way to be able to help women with childbirth. Remember when we went through the Aaron's Depth Scale in an earlier lesson, For painless childbirth, you only need to bring your client to level 4. So before, you would allow your client to go to the hospital and try painless childbirth. You would want to have her in your office quite a few times to make sure she was able to get to that level. You would want to hypnotize her, bring her to level 4 as often as you can to make sure she's comfortable with it. You might even want to use some tapes, depending on which method you'd like to use. You can use tapes in your sessions that can be used as a trigger later on when she's ready for the childbirth, that when she listens to the tapes, it can bring her right back there. You can tape your sessions so she can hear that. You may even be able to even go in with your client into the delivery room to help her in a capacity as a hypnotherapist doing a live session. A lot of hypnotherapists will do that as well. Number 6 is sports hypnosis. This is another way you can make an income as a hypnotherapist. A lot of golfers are using hypnotherapists, so you can advertise golf hypnosis. You can advertise hypnosis for colleges. I've seen hypnosis being used for Olympians, for gymnasts. I used hypnosis in the past to help people enhance their game. With one gentleman was the number 2 ranked skeet shooter in his state. I helped him to become the number 1 ranked skeet shooter. We were able to help an Olympic rower to be able to win in his field. And I've also had the opportunity to hypnotize quite a few professional golfers. So you can see there's quite a bit of different areas you can use hypnosis to help people in sports. In the previous video lesson, I mentioned to you that quite a few professional teams, such as football, basketball, soccer, hockey, a lot of these teams make use of hypnotherapists because they realize that hypnosis helps them to enhance their game. Matter of fact, I've seen a lot of articles about different teams, especially basketball, that use imagination training to enhance their game. If some of these teams that you approach are afraid or not comfortable with hypnosis, speak to them about guided imagination or guided imagery that you also do that. Remember, guided imagery, guided imagination, and hypnosis are all the same thing, but the name might not be as scary for them. Doing sports hypnosis can be done in individual sessions, or you could even do them like you did the groups, as we spoke of last week. You can do a group for a large team, or you can just hypnotize the key players on the team. Use your imagination and think of how many ways that you might be able to come up with ideas to use sports hypnosis. Number 8, creating and selling hypnosis CDs and MP3s. In last week's lesson, I spoke to you about the back of room sales table that you would use when you do your group sessions. This is a wonderful place to sell hypnosis CDs. At one point, I remember I had close to 50 titles of different CDs that I would bring with me on every group session I had, and I would sell quite a few of those. That's something that people really love. They had packages where they would buy, let's say, 1 for $20, 2 for $15. People like to see those packages like that because everyone likes to have savings. MP3s. The beauty of an MP3 is you're selling something that you don't have to pay for. Basically, you're selling something that they can download, so there's no materials. You don't have to buy cases. You don't have to buy CDs. No labeling. Everything is done on your web page. That's the beauty of the internet. There's a lot of things you can sell on the internet that don't require materials that have to be purchased in advance, such as ebooks and MP3s. So this is basically just pure profit. The only thing involved is the time that it takes for you to be able to record your voice to make these sessions. It's not like being a musician to sell music CDs where you have to be talented and sound great. With hypnosis, it just has to sound like you. Now, you don't have to go to a sound studio. You can if you want, but that can be expensive in the long run. Most every computer system that comes out today has some way of recording a voice onto the computer, and then you can burn it to a CD. Once you have one that you like what it sounds like, just reproduce them over and over and over. You can come up with your own label. You can buy CD cases online. So it's basically something you can start on your own very inexpensively. And once you get it up and running, you can have outside sources doing it. Another way you can make CDs if you want to sell them, or even MP3s if you don't want to do it yourself, if you want to have it hosted and created elsewhere, is to go online to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. You might be familiar with that name because they're the ones that create my CDs. They're the ones that print my books, my ebooks, my hardbound books. They basically produce most all the product that I sell. So if you go to lulu.com, basically they're an online publisher and they publish on demand. So if you write a book, you can send them your information, they will print it, you can design your cover and everything, and then you tell them how many you want and they just charge you when you order them. There's no lump sum payment or down payment in advance, you're just paying per book or per CD. The nice thing about it is if you were making CDs, you would just record everything on your computer and you would download it right from your computer to Lulu. They do all the work. You download them the picture that you want. You download them the information so they can make your sleeve. They put it in the CD and everything, and you can order them yourself, or you can even create your own free online store hosted by Lulu. Kind of like Amazon. Basically, you're going to get listed on the internet, so they do have some really high-ranked listings. So people can go to that store, they can order it right from there. Once a month, they send you a check for the sales that you've made. So it's a really great opportunity for someone that wants to have an online store or wants to make CDs or ebooks, and they have a lot of other products, if they don't have the knowledge or the technology to do it on their own. So check it out. Again, it's www.lulu.com. I believe Amazon does similar things. There's a lot of other companies, but the reason I like Lulu, I've worked with them for years. They're easy to deal with. They'll help you. They've got great tutorials on how to do things, and they have very reasonable rates. Number 7 is comedy hypnosis. Comedy hypnosis, especially if you like to have fun, is probably one of the most fun things you can do with hypnosis. Throughout the years, I found that high schools and colleges are the easiest ones to get into and the most enjoyable to hypnotize because they're right in the age group where they're mostly non-analytical. That's why you'll find comedy hypnosis doing most of their shows with colleges and high schools. If this is something that you have an interest in doing, again, upon graduation, when you get your Hub information webpage, there will be a manual called the Comedy Hypnosis Bible that I've written. The Comedy Hypnosis Bible gives you everything and anything you could think of that you would need to start a comedy hypnosis business. It shows you how to build a show. It gives you close to 100 routines that you can do. It breaks down all the different venues that you can use comedy hypnosis for, from schools to parks to festivals to corporate to, so it breaks them all down, shows you how to get into each one of them, shows you how to get in charge of the people that you would need to get to do college shows, where they have their group meetings. It even gives you the names and addresses of local agents that you can get in touch with who like to deal with comedy hypnosis and can book you. So take a look at that book if you're interested in getting comedy hypnosis, and it'll give you everything that you need to know. And finally, number 8 is past life regression. Past life regression is a great topic to use for group sessions. Years ago, I used to do a weekly past life regression session. Every Wednesday night, we did it at the Hampton Inn, and we had probably 40, 50 people coming every single week. Again, we were charging the same rates as you would for group rates, which at the time was $50 or $49 a head. And like I said, quite a few people came, and it was pretty exciting. If you're doing this as a group, the way you would do it is you would run the entire session, like we said earlier in the video portion of this lesson. But the difference is once you're done, instead of sending them away, here's where the fun comes. Once you're all done hypnotizing them for the past life regression, again, you tell them before they start that when they come out of hypnosis, you want them to take a few minutes and write down everything they experienced. Then what we do is we go around the room from person to person, and everyone gets to tell what they experienced. we probably spend an hour just doing that. So the entire session is about 2 hours. The first hour is the introduction and doing the session, and the second hour is going around the room having everybody explain what they went through. It's a lot of fun. Everyone's excited, and they want to come back the next week, and they bring their friends. So it's something that grows really fast. That's pretty much how you would do it if you were doing it with the adult education as well. You do the session, then you go around the room and have everybody talk about what they experienced. Now, granted, not everybody will have experienced something. Some people will say, well, I didn't see anything. Just move on to the next one, because you'll have enough people that did see something, did experience something interesting, that the ones that didn't will want to come back next week to try it again. Another area you can use past life regression, I've seen people that have done past life regression home parties. Almost like a Tupperware party, but everybody gets their friends together, you charge so much per head, and you come in and do a past life regression. And again, after the session, the same thing, you go around the room and everybody tells what they experienced. It's a lot of fun. Another thing you can do, if you have a friend maybe that's in radio or television, you can actually do a live broadcast where you would do a past life regression on radio or television. Now just think of this. This can be a call-in segment where you do a past life regression session on the radio, and everyone at home can experience it as well, because it's just like telephone hypnosis. And at the end of the session, everyone can call in who experienced something, and they can discuss what they experienced or tell everyone what they experienced right over the radio. This would build a lot of excitement, but you need to make sure before you do it, before you actually conduct the session, that those that are listening to the session, make sure you're at home, relaxing, where you won't be bothered. Please do not do this while you're driving, operating any kind of dangerous equipment, working, or anything like that. You want to make sure you protect yourself. This is for people who are at home in a safe, comfortable location where they're relaxing. Because, of course, hypnosis is completely safe. You don't have to worry about anything going wrong. It's no more dangerous than sitting in a recliner, relaxing. So there you have it, between last week and this week, 10 complete different ideas of businesses that you can start upon graduation. So once you graduate and you're ready to get started, be sure to take a look at the Hypnosis Moneymakers book, which will explain a lot more in detail how to do these. You also have your Comedy Hypnosis Bible, which explains everything in detail you would want to do with that. And of course, you can go online and click on the Become a Hypnosis Instructor webpage, which will give you all the information and explain how to get started with that should you choose to do that upon graduation as well. This is the end of this audio lesson. Have a great day.